We forgot we have no altar service today and no deacons today, so lots for me to get used to. Here you have Kevin and like two deacons and Simon Peter on the altar this Sunday, and then down to nobody, just Father Steve and Simon Peter here, but we lowly few. Anyway, I was going to share with you more about St. Cyril of Alexandria, but it's worth noting that there was a lot of confusion by well-formed Catholics as to whether this thing of Christians referring to Mary as Mother of God was accurate. Nestor was known to be a preacher and a theologian who was more like, come on guys, I mean, that's a little too much. This is set up for Mother of Christ. That's accurate. Mother of God's kind of stretching it. She was not the mother of her creator. That's kind of impossible, so let's let that go. And it was St. Cyril, among others, who really kind of championed, well, who is Christ? Who is Christ? And because of what we believe about Christ, we have our teachings about the Blessed Mother. Everything about her flows from him. And if Jesus is fully, not just fully man, but also fully God, then it follows that Mary is Mother of God. Stop thinking about it, stop analyzing it, stop doubting it. Accept our faith in her. Anyway, so it was a difficult time, and we have this feast of January 1st, Mary, Mother of God, kind of commemorates the victory of the Council of Ephesus, kind of confirming the teaching. But I do want to go into this where you suddenly have Jesus saying two things that are kind of harsh. How narrow and constricted the road that leads to life, to my kingdom, to flourishing, to happiness, the peace I came to give you. How narrow and how constricted. And then he says, how few find it. I kind of wonder if Jesus just kind of sat there and let the mic drop for just a moment. Just did that kind of hurt his own heart, maybe, to realize how few. How many were called, he said in another place, and yet how few were able to be chosen. And in the first part of this gospel, do not give what is holy to dogs. Or you could rephrase it, what is holy will not be given to dogs. Pearls will not be given to swine. And I can imagine John and James and Andrew saying, oh, he's talking about the Gentiles. Oh, those swine, those pigs, those non-Jews. There he goes, champion the Jewish people, Jesus. You got him. No, that's not who he was talking about. We can think for a little while about just the reality of even ourselves. Sometimes we receive the ways we receive God's gifts, and we're not worthy, and we're not ready. And those graces and gifts given fall on the wrong kind of soil. And that soil itself, with its thorns and its shallowness, ejects the pearls that were planted into my life. And the graces that were given bear no fruit. Do not give pearls to swine. And I think there's a spectrum of those who receive it with a little bit of just mediocrity and it just bears no fruit. And then he goes on to say, lest they turn and tear you to pieces. Those who should have been given so much and instead use that wisdom and understanding to turn against the Christian faith. Or the heretics or others, even in our own day, who've done more damage in their twisting and turning against the faith than anyone else ever could. And they were on the inside. That soil that was not ready to receive it wrongly, and great damage was done. Nestor is a case in point. This educated theologian can confuse so many. The worst damage done to the kingdom of heaven, the worst damage done to the Catholic Church is sometimes by Catholics. Do not give your pearls to swine. I think of St. Paul very specifically on the Eucharist, writing to the Corinthians, do not receive this meal in an unworthy state, lest you bring condemnation on yourself. Because pearls will not be given to swine. Examine your hearts before receiving Holy Communion. It's not the Catholic Church that says, oh, some people can come, some people can't. Only the perfect can receive Holy Communion. No, but only those who come rightly disposed. Humble of heart. Sorry for their sins. And especially understanding at least a little bit. And not receiving it as if it's just some cracker. It's the reason our Lord emphasized things like the talents entrusted, like the graces, the sacraments, the gospel, the talent entrusted. It was one talent to one person. He didn't use it. It didn't bear fruit. And our Lord didn't look at him after a while with compassion. And he goes, it's okay. I didn't expect much from you. He's like, you fool. Even you could have done much with that talent of my gospel or my sacraments that were given to you, and you buried it. I gave what was holy to some dog that made it bear no fruit. Sorry, it's kind of harsh, but Jesus used the word, so I can't ignore them. You can't pick and choose and say, well, it doesn't matter who receives or how you receive the gospel or the sacraments or the gifts of God. It doesn't matter. God loves everybody. No, our Lord's like, hang on. It's got to bear fruit. It's got to bear fruit. It's the reason we have PSR, Parish School of Religion. It's the reason you have to have marriage prep or preparation before the sacraments. Just even just a little bit to help dispose the soil to receive the tremendous grace. And sometimes even our own families are not well disposed to receive so much that's being offered. And they receive so much grace and it bears no fruit. Because the culture in the family sometimes is anti-gospel. It's too busy for Christ, too focused on too many idols, and our Lord can't have the first place. This is not easy. Again, the road is narrow and constricted. And it seems like Jesus is acknowledging sometimes few find it. So we challenge ourselves today as our Lord says some very harsh words. Where does my family stand in this effort? Where does my own soul stand in this effort? How many times graces have been offered to me, sacraments, retreats, the gospel message, and I simply turn it down flippantly without even realizing that I was just stepping and trampling on something that was precious in the eyes of God. God bless the church because she often does, trusting the mercy of God, sow seeds and tremendous pearls before a world full of ungrateful and rejecting swine, if you will. But she still does it, and grace sometimes can work, but we don't want to presume. And I think that's the message. Our Lord is warning us, don't presume. Don't feel entitled, such that you do not need to prepare yourself and work for what you're receiving. Receive it and receive it well, and allow it to bear much fruit, and help others to do the same. Our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, intercede for us. May Saint Cyril intercede for us, who fought the fight to keep the faith intact, unviolated by the twistings and turnings. So many swine who not only received it wrongly, but then turned against it and tore some of the faithful to pieces who were not prepared. We ask the Holy Spirit to rekindle our own faith and conviction of who we are, what we believe, and the mission we have to pass it on faithfully. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.